Welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into Bitcoin, and honestly, the vibe is pretty cautious right now. It feels like a real tug of war in the market. Traders are super hopeful about potential Federal Reserve rate cuts, but at the same time, geopolitical tensions are rising, and some technical signals are looking a bit bearish. It's definitely a balancing act.
That's a great summary. Bitcoin has managed to hold steady above the $63,000 mark following that macro-driven rebound we saw last week, but it is facing a critical juncture. Looking at the latest data, BTC is trading around $63,100 and really struggling to break through that $64,000 resistance level.
Right, so it feels like we're in this consolidation phase, because everyone's weighing these conflicting forces. You've got the dream of Fed rate cuts on one side, and then escalating geopolitical risks plus that technical bearish divergence on the other. It makes sense why momentum has stalled. Last week was all about softer economic data, reigniting those hopes for a Fed pivot, wasn't it?
Exactly. The macro environment remains a huge driver here. That rally last week was largely fueled by expectations that the Fed might turn accommodative sooner rather than later. But now we're seeing new headwinds emerge. Market expectations for a rate cut are kind of a double-edged sword for Bitcoin right now.
I love thinking about that dynamic. On one hand, lower rates reduce the opportunity cost of holding non-yielding assets like Bitcoin, and usually that weakens the dollar, which gives crypto a boost. But on the flip side, the timing is so uncertain.
Precisely. We're seeing mixed commentary from Fed officials, some hinting at patience, others acknowledging cooling inflation. It's left traders in a wait-and-see mode. The CME FedWatch tool currently shows about a 60% probability of a rate cut in September, but that number can shift on a dime with new data or speeches. For anyone positioning for a pivot, understanding this complex interplay is crucial.
And we can't ignore the world outside the Fed's walls. Things are getting tense in the Middle East, and that's pushing oil prices higher. It feels like this could ripple through global inflation, doesn't it? If energy costs go up, that makes it harder for the Fed to cut rates, which creates a tough spot for Bitcoin.
You hit the nail on the head. Higher energy costs are inflationary, and if inflation expectations rise, liquidity tightens, which is historically challenging for crypto. Plus, geopolitical uncertainty often drives capital toward traditional safe havens like gold and the U.S. dollar. While Bitcoin is touted as digital gold, its behavior during acute stress shows it hasn't fully shed those high beta risk asset characteristics yet.
So for traders, watching oil prices and headlines is just as important as tracking the Fed now. They're deeply intertwined. Any escalation could flip sentiment pretty quickly.
Absolutely. And from a technical perspective, we need to talk about that failure to break $64,000. It's concerning. The daily chart is showing a clear bearish divergence on the RSI. Price made a higher high, but the RSI made a lower high.
Oh, that classic signal. So it suggests buying momentum is waning, and we might be due for a pullback. That definitely adds to the cautious mood. What are the key levels traders should have on their radar?
Key support sits at $62,000 and the psychological $60,000 mark. If Bitcoin loses $63,000, the next major zone is around $61,500. On the upside, a decisive close above $64,000 with strong volume would invalidate that bearish divergence and open the door to retesting $65,000.
And I've noticed volume has been declining on this rally too. That's usually a warning sign, right? Without fresh catalysts or volume, breaking resistance seems tough.
Correct. Volume analysis tells a cautionary tale here. So what's next? The coming days are critical. A break above $64,000 could reignite the bulls, but failing to hold $63,000 might lead to a deeper correction. For long-term investors, this consolidation could be an accumulation opportunity, but caution is warranted given these mixed signals.
It really feels like the macro backdrop is supportive in the medium term, but short-term volatility is going to persist. Risk management has to be paramount here, whether you're day trading or holding long-term. We have to respect that interplay between macro, technicals, and sentiment.
Well said. Bitcoin's stall below $64,000 really reflects a market caught between optimism and caution. Rate cut hopes provide a bullish undercurrent, but geopolitical risks and bearish divergence are creating headwinds. The next big move depends on which force wins out.
So patience is the name of the game. Forcing a trade feels risky when signals are this mixed. Let's keep our eyes on the Fed, oil prices, and those technical levels. Once one variable shifts decisively, the path should clear up.